I'm going to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, to join me over here on this side for a few minutes, please. Come on over, yeah.
Yeah, we're just set up right here.
Good morning, how is everybody today? Okay? Yeah, that'd be fine. Well, it's good to see so many of you today. How are you, Nicole? Good, all right. How's everybody else? Becca, how are you? Good. How's everybody swimming? I know a lot of you people a couple weeks ago were in the honk play. You did a really wonderful job on that. Great. Yeah, you're going to do it again on the 7th of June in the afternoon. Invite your friends to come and see you. Maybe you had some friends who also had to be in church, their churches that morning. This way they can come and see you. Well, I want to take a few minutes today. It's good to have you here to say a little bit about what this is all about. I know it's a project many of you have been working on called Pennies for Peace, and you see this jar here. It is to help to fund a school in Afghanistan, and we've got a story about it. I'm going to read parts of it. I just realized I only got two hands here.
Hold the mic.
Sorry about that. I'm going to press Chris into service. I just realized I can't turn pages and hold a mic and all that other stuff. Why don't you hold that? All right, thank you. All right. This is from a book called Listen to the Wind. It's about a man named Greg Mortensen who found himself in a village in Pakistan and realized that they needed a school and did a lot of things to make that happen. And it's also part of an organization that's trying to bring education to families in different parts of the world. I'm going to read a little bit of the story from about that, so you'll know what the thing about the pennies are. We are the children of K-O-R-P-H-E. Is that Corfe? Corfe? That's what I'm going to pronounce it.
Sounds good.
We live in a village in the mountains of Pakistan. Our families grow and gather the food we eat. Our mothers weave and sew the clothes we wear. We make our games. We make our own toys. We read our books and write with our pencils. We study in the school that we helped build. Before our school was built, we had lessons outside. We wrote with sticks on the ground. That'd be some way to go to school with no building. You just got to stand outside, no paper, no pencils. You had to use sticks on the ground to do your reading and your arithmetic and your math and things like that. Well, the story goes on to say that one day a man named Greg, I think his picture is up here somewhere. Yeah, his picture's in the upper right there, was walking and hiking in that area and found himself lost in this village. And the villagers were so good to him and they were so helpful to him. And he had some connections where he worked in the United States. He decided he would help make them a school when he realized they didn't have one. And he arranged to get all the supplies to come and make the school, and when they got there, they realized they didn't have a way of getting all the supplies there because there was a big river across a gorge, so they had to build a bridge just to get all the materials across so they could build the school. Everyone worked together to build a bridge from the mountain all the way to the mountain on the other side of the river. Many months later, Dr. Greg and our fathers and friends crossed the strong new bridge carrying the supplies we needed to build our school. And so they got their new school built, and they still need help in making it done. As you can see, if they can get 100 pennies, that pays a teacher for one day. I think one penny is, I can't read that too well, does one penny take care of a pencil? Anything to help them. This is the way the story ends up. We are the children of Corfe. We live in a village in the mountains of Pakistan. We write in Urdu, that's their language. We write in Urdu and English. We add and subtract. We read our books and explore our maps. We are learning in the school that we helped to build. We are the children of Corfe. Can you hear our voices? Listen to the wind. So we want to help these. Thanks, Chris. We want to help. We want to help them by contributing our pennies. I know we're taking an outreach collection a little later this morning, and I want you to be generous with that. But if you've got any pennies, like I noticed, I had a stack of them in my pocket this morning. So we're going to have these, I'll put my pennies in here now, okay? And we'll have these jars, how many do we have?
We have two.
We have two jars? Okay, so we'll put them out there, and if you can collect the pennies to help this school, that will certainly go a long way for a project that a lot of our kids are working in here. I thank you very much for what you're doing to help these folks, and we thank you so much for being a part of our church and a part of our congregation. You go to your class now, we're going to sing as we leave this friendly place. Thanks again for being here today.